What's going on Silvery Vault? B-Mac is back at the strip outside the beautiful Whiskey a Go-Go. I'm outside right by the post, so let's hope a car doesn't come over and decide to jump the curb again. As I wasn't there for that, but if you've seen it on video, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm out here talking with the lead singer of this wonderful group that I just saw that's opened up for Lita Ford called Blue Midnight, and they kind of remind me a little bit of Evanescence, especially since they have a violinist up there. It's pretty stellar, and the singer they got, who's got a moon right in the middle of her forehead right now, a crescent moon, she can rock the stage. So please help me welcome Blue Midnight's Blue Mistress, Justine Glazer. How are you doing, Justine?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking and for having me.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I mean, how's it feel to be opening up for Lita Ford tonight?
Really humbling. It's just an honor to be here. I'm so grateful and I'm blessed. She's a legend, and it's an honor to share the stage with her.
I bet it is. I mean, if anything, both her girls like her, Cherie Curry and Joan Jett, when they started the Runaways, they pretty much opened doors for women such as yourself who want to get into rock and roll.
Yes, they did. They are just an inspiration. Their history is so rich, and I hope someday I can sit down and talk to one of them and just have a conversation, because I'd love to know their experiences and what they went through, because it's just, the Runaways have such a beautiful history.
Oh, for sure. And they need to be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know why they're not in yet.
I don't know either.
Well, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're not supposed to know anything, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, I gotta ask you, Blue Midnight, where'd you come up? Did you come up with that name?
Yes, I did.
What does it mean? Why name yourself that?
Well, I was playing around with names for what I wanted to create, and I thought that, you know, it was like so many names I was playing with, and then I kind of came across the word midnight, and I came across the word blue, and I was like, I'm very blue, so that would be great to have in a band name, because I'm very blue, but I wanted something like poetic and very dreamy and different, and so I thought of the word midnight, and you know, at first I thought I was going to call it Midnight Blue, but then, you know, I looked online and Midnight Blue was taken. So then I was like, oh, well, maybe I should flip it and do Blue Midnight. That's kind of catchy.
It really is. It really is. And so what got you started in music? What made you realize this is what you want to do?
Well, I was playing the piano since I was 8. I was composing at the age of 12.
So you were kind of classically trained, right?
I wouldn't say classically trained, but I just kind of played what I felt, and I still do that to this day.
Still play the piano?
I still play the piano, and I also play the harp.
The harp? Wow.
Yes, I do.
Do you ever, like, put that in your shows, or do you like to keep that separate?
Well, I would love to put harp in my shows if I could figure out a way to transport it, because my harp is 40 strings. It's about your height. And it would be very hard to fit that instrument into my car to get over here.
I can imagine, but I'd like to see that, because you've heard of a group called Like a Storm, right?
I have heard of Like a Storm.
Yeah, the lead singer actually plays the didgeridoo in his music. He actually plays it live, so I feel like if he can do that, I think he can bring out the harp in your rock and roll.
Why not? I'd love to do it. I'd love to figure out a way to make it happen. I'm researching it currently.
That's cool. I would definitely love to see that. So tell me a little bit. I'm getting to know Blue Midnight now.
Yeah.
So I don't know too much about you guys. So tell me a little bit about your sound. Like, what would you say separates you from all the other artists that are trying to follow, I guess you could say, Lita's footsteps?
Well, I think that's a very multi-layered question. I think who we are is really who we are. I think we're just all about sound. We're all about being authentic. We don't play the backing tracks. We really, everything we do live, and that's just something that we do, and that's who we are and what we believe in. And we've got a dreamy sound. We really like to fuse a multitude of genres together. That's just what we're about. We love to just make music and feel and be in the moment. And we love each other up there, too. We're a family.
Yeah, I could definitely see the chemistry up there from tonight. You guys really know how to blend in and gel just right to get that crisp sound that everybody loves hearing.
Yeah.
But now it's my first time seeing you guys, but when I got the reaction in there, they really loved what you were doing.
I'm really glad to hear it. Thank you.
Yeah, and you got a new fan in me now.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what influences would you guys say as a whole, not just individually, as a whole, like, who has influenced you as a group?
Definitely Dream Theater.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't love Dream Theater?
Dream Theater is like... Oh, my God. I hope that they hear this interview and call me, because I'm a huge Dream Theater nerd. And I also love Tool. I love Lana Del Rey. I love Evanescence. I Within Temptation, Nightwish, but everywhere. I love Korn. I love Slipknot. Like, my influences are everywhere and in all different genres, and it's really a blend of every single artist that I like and really have respected, and all their albums are just amazing.
I dig that. I mean, Slipknot, wow. I'll admit, and you don't hear Slipknot in your sound because they're very, very aggressive. And just from what I saw, you're not too aggressive, but you can be pretty heavy when you need to be.
Well, Corey Taylor is a lyrical genius.
He is. I agree.
And so lyrically, in the way that he writes, that's what inspires me.
And what's really cool and fascinating about Blue Midnight is you have a violinist up there in Edgar Sandoval.
Yes.
So how did he join the Fool? Were you friends with him already and just asked him to join?
You know, it's funny. I actually found Edgar on Facebook, and I really wanted to do something different. You know, a lot of people were like, put a keyboard player in, and I was like, but all the other bands are putting keyboard players in. I need something different. I need something...
That's going to stand out.
That's going to stand... Not stand out, but also really capture a sound in a different way. And I thought, instead of keyboards, why not, like, a violin or strings? Because there's strings that are played on my recording, my recordings, and I thought that'd be great to do that, to have a violinist.
And he plays electric violin, right?
Yes, he does. He's got a whole rig, and he plays pedals just like a guitarist.
So would you say that he is, like, between, like, lead guitar and violinist, would you say he does most of the solos, or do you have, or does either Matt Hornbeck or Tom McCool handle that stuff?
So everybody, I think, take turns soloing. So I think that it's just a really crazy blend of sounds. So it's kind of like, I think we all, like, when I explain the band, everybody fills in for each other. So it's kind of like everybody takes turns and everybody fills in. It's why I don't like the term lead and rhythm guitar, because everybody is just playing together. We're just one massive unit.
I love that. That's a good way of putting it. I think Eddie Van Halen should hear that, so maybe he wouldn't be so selfish half the time.
Well, I love Van Halen. They're great.
Oh, hey, don't get me wrong. Van Halen's the first band I ever listened to. They got me into rock and roll. But, what kind of song... Can you give me a couple names of songs you guys performed that are, like, all yours? Because I know you did a couple of cover tracks. So what are some of the originals that you think fans will really enjoy hearing?
Yeah, of course. So check out Acid Rain, check out Needle, check out My Only, and check out Nightshade.
You said Needle, right?
Needle, yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about Needle. Like, what does Needle mean to you? Where does it come from?
I think it's a very universal song. It's about... I think it's about love that just doesn't work out, and it's just about love that doesn't work out, and I think everybody goes through that, and you know, that's what the song's about.
Like a needle in the heart sort of thing, right?
Well, the lyrics are needle in my eye, but yeah, it's kind of like... Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm new to your stuff, so I don't know the lyrics. So
of course, yeah.
That's how I would see it right now.
Of course, yeah. It's kind of like that, like you put it, needle in your heart, and it's about that feeling, you know.
Yeah, I have not been in love yet, but I know the feeling of getting rejected after a date. So I guess you could say I do feel that sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I think everyone can find a piece of the songs that they can resonate to.
A bunch of cars honking at each other. Only on the strip can you hear that.
It's a strip. It's busy. It's just life.
And it's very busy tonight, that's for sure. Okay, we got time for a couple more questions. I know you want to go check out the Hard Way and, of course, Lita.
Of course, I'm excited.
Yeah. So what is what's going to be new coming for this year, for the rest of the year for Blue Midnight? You got some songs that are going to be recorded. You got something coming out. You got more tours. What's up?
Well, we're playing Aftershock.
I heard about that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's such a great opportunity, and I'm so grateful that we're able to be on this bill. It's humbling, really. Like, I am a huge Tool fan, and I'm a huge Korn fan, so when I saw their names and I saw my name under it, I got floored, so I'm still shaking from getting this gig.
What night are you playing?
Sunday.
So that's
October
the night.
October 13th.
So you're playing the same night as Tool.
And Korn.
Oh, they're on the same night?
They are, yes.
Oh, I thought one was the other night.
No. So Tool and Korn are Sunday, and I believe Slipknot and Stained are Friday, and Rob Zombie and Blink-182 are Saturday.
Isn't Marilyn Manson on Saturday, too?
I think Marilyn Manson is, yes.
Yeah, if Rob Zombie's out there, chances are Manson's right behind him.
They're great.
Yeah, I've seen them together. I'm more of a zombie fan anyway. I've always more identified with his horror more.
I think they complement each other.
I guess on how you look at it, yeah, sure. I mean, personally, Manson's hit or miss for me, but I respect what he does and what he does with Zombie. They do really are a very effective team together.
Well, you know, they belong on a Spotify playlist together. They're just both really awesome, and I love them.
Exactly. Okay, my final question, and Justine, this is a big one, so you got to think really good about this. You ready for this
nervous.
One? Don't be nervous, but you should really think about it, all right? So here it is. Who do you prefer, the Beatles or the Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Well, that didn't take much time at all.
Well, you have to understand, both of the bands are awesome, but the Beatles came first. Without the Beatles, rock would not be what it is today. Beatles are... they're kind of the patriarch of rock, and they're just legendary. They really had a lot of groundbreaking sounds. They constantly evolve themselves. It's just nobody can compete with the Beatles. Whether you like the Beatles or not, their legacy will always, forever live on. They're just that type of band.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they've been... not around for over 50 years now since they broke up, and after that long, they're still remembered for their stuff. But personally for me, I love the Beatles, but I go with the Stones because I was always into the blues sound, and I always love how they were taking the blues and hard rock and mixing it with jazz, R&B, reggae, and all different kinds
of
sounds.
The Stones are great. I just think the Beatles really influenced everything, and the Stones probably wouldn't be the Stones without the Beatles.
And I think the Beatles wouldn't be anywhere without the Stones either. If anything, they needed each other.
Yeah, I think it's all relative. I'd say the Beatles maybe came slightly before, but they're all relative, and it's a similar era.
Well, at least you did. I interviewed this one woman named Kendall Blake, and I asked her the same question. You know what her response was? The Monkees.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I was...
That's a funny response.
Yeah, it was. I was like... the Monkees, really? That was like a left field choice.
I'm sure she was joking. It's cool.
Oh, she probably was. She probably wasn't. But that's why I love her.
She's
full of mystery.
I'd love to check out her stuff.
Yeah, you should. She's like got some hip hop, some R&B, some rock. She's like all over the place, but she's got a really good soulful sound in her voice. I really like her.
Yeah, thank you for the suggestion. I'll check her out.
Yeah, Kendall Lake. She's supposed to get out a new an EP or an album out later this year. So I'll let you know.
Yeah, please do.
All right. Well, Justine, thank you very much for speaking with Uncivil Revolt. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem. This was Justine Glazer of Blue Midnight. Be sure to follow them on Instagram and Facebook. And be sure to go check them out at Aftershock when they play on the same stage as Tool and Korn. That, I'm hoping to go to that, and that would be one of the greatest shows out there. So, Justine, you go enjoy Lita tonight, and I will definitely see you down the line. And keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. All right.